This is 10 Seconds to Happy, where a little knowledge can make a really big difference, and so can a few seconds. Hello, everybody. Today's a quick podcast for all of my parents out there who've been asking me what neuroscience has to say about the differences between the sexes of children. Now, I know you're busy, so I kept this short. Hopefully it will help. Okay, so you thought it would be a good idea to take your toddler to the playground. Playing with other kids sounds like the socially responsible thing to do. And everything will go along quite smoothly as long as your little girl plays with little girls and your little boy plays with little boys. However, when you decide to mix it up or have one of each at home, you may be more accustomed to hearing crying than laughter. Am I right? We are all well aware that little boys and little girls are very different, but no longer can we assign these differences to gender stereotyping. Neuroscience can now explain why little boys and little girls will interact so differently. This can help you facilitate a better playground experience and help you deliver more effective ways to discipline. Now, you may have noticed when little girls play together, they don't demand. They use one or two words like, "I'm mommy," or "your baby." They introduce new ideas to each other by suggesting, "Let's do this. Can we play this?" It's because little girls are much more interested in the emotional connection with their little friends because that's how they're wired. When they get along with others, it makes them feel great about themselves. And yes, ladies, that does follow most of us into adulthood. Now, if you are the mom of a little boy, playtime may seem very different. Boys are not looking for connection or emotional cues. At that young age, they don't even know what that is. Their idea of fun is taking things they want from another person, demanding, sometimes even pushing, being driven not by a cultural standard, boys will be boys, but by their testosterone-laden brain urging them to take charge. If your little girl does something you would prefer her not to do, a tone of voice, a look, or a gesture will often get her to stop. But not so with boys. It will seem that they will ignore your dirty look, gesture, or angry tone of voice. And you may find you have to restrain them physically, or yourself, or give them a tap on the butt so they understand that you mean business. Now, if you sit him down to explain what he is doing wrong, you may notice your little boy has no interest at looking at your face or listening to your voice. In fact, ignoring you is one of the ways boys show their displeasure, and some men. But little girls, on the other hand, will look into your eyes. They may ask why or may even cry. But they will get the message, although they may not like it. Now, maybe you have noticed these differences, but the question is, why are they so different? Well, when your child was conceived, until 8 weeks old, that fetal brain actually looks female. Female is nature's default gender setting. If your child is going to be a boy, then at 8 weeks, testosterone flooded his brain, and guess what that did? It shrunk the areas of his brain that were there for connection, communication, and for the area of processing emotion. And then it enlarged the areas of his brain for aggression and sex. Like that's any kind of a surprise. Now, the baby girl's brain will be undisturbed and continue its course. When your newborn son is born, like most moms, you will spend hours in his face, chatting away, trying to connect with him. However, in general, unless you are just inches away from him, you will notice your newborn son being more interested in the mobiles over his head, looking around the room at the wallpaper or doorknobs. Your face will be way down on the priority list. After a couple of years, that testosterone is what will continue to compel your little boy to investigate his environment, even the things he is forbidden to touch, and he will be oblivious to you yelling no. They physically do not hear the warning tone in your voice. The little girl, on the other hand, will arrive being capable of reading faces and emotional vocal tones. Do you know that even at 24 hours old, an infant girl will react to the stressful cries of other newborn infants? She will crave eye-to-eye contact and will look at your face to get cues for her own personality and well-being. Little girls are wired to take cues from the faces all around them, trying to see if they are worthy, lovable, or even annoying. During the first 3 months of life for a baby girl, her ability for eye contact and mutual face gazing will increase by over 400%, while a boy's does not increase at all. A little girl's skill of observation will develop faster than a boy's by 1 to 2 years, increasing her frustration and sensitivity toward her testosterone-driven playground friends. Now let's look at this scenario again. A little girl is playing on the playground and she sees a young toddler boy approaching. She immediately is going to look to connect with him by facial cues and his vocal tone for acceptance and approval. He, on the other hand, will have very little interest in getting along or her facial cues, as he will be looking at what she has, if he wants it, and how he can get it, and also how he can control her. Little boys are not wired to play nice. That is an acquired skill that comes much later under the steady hand of discipline. Never assume they will just grow out of it. They are not wired to grow out of anything, although they will learn to modify it to get what they want. While mom sits there appalled and embarrassed that her son appears to be a bully, the mother of the little girl will be frustrated that she's acting like a little crybaby and maybe wishes she was stronger. And both parents would be overlooking the genetic structure that their children came pre-wired with and are unable to alter at this young age. They are doing what comes natural. And the course of discipline that you take for each child will have to take these differences into account. Most toddler age boys cannot be reasoned with like little girls. Telling them it makes you sad or the other child sad will mean very little to him. So never think that it does matter to him, but that he chooses to ignore it. That also goes for adult males. He won't see the frustrated look or the beginning of tears in the little girl's eyes. And the little girl won't believe that she can't somehow reason with her little friend and try to get him to play nice. Putting them in the same playing space is almost never going to be fun for either of them. They are on such different wavelengths that it would be more likely for two little boys or two little girls who spoke totally different languages to play well together. Keep this in mind and keep them separate when you can. That's it for this podcast. Be sure to listen to all of my other teachings so you can get more out of life and yourself. Till next time, you keep smiling.